Have I told you recently about our good friends at Game Time? Here's the deal. Go to your smartphone. Go to your iPad. Download a little app called Game Time, the fastest growing ticketing app in America. You can go to any event, sporting events, college or pro, concerts, comedy shows. Just download that Game Time app. You want to go to a Giants game? Bob Melvin back in the Bay Area. Matt Chapman, Blake Snell, they've loaded up the squad. If you want to go watch the Giants play, Steph Curry making a little playoff run. Concerts all summer long. Want to go watch something at Chase Center? Want to go watch something wherever you live? A concert? Get outside. Enjoy yourself. Use the promo code HAM for $20 off. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app. Create an account and use the code HAM for your first purchase for $20 off your first pair of tickets.
This Haberman and Middlecoff segment is brought to you by Ease.com, promo code HAM, Middlecoff.
Promo code HAM, $20 off first purchase, over $50 free delivery.
And it's brought to you by MyBookie.ag.
Promo code HAM1, that's HAM, H-A-M, and the number one. You get it, your initial deposit, you get an extra 50% bonus.
Now to the pod. The draft is, as we record on a Friday, less than 2 weeks away now. Mayock spoke, said a couple things. I don't know what you made of the coaches want to draft for need line, you know, at the point being like, it's not necessarily BPA, and sometimes you got to be a little bigger picture. And we're obviously a coach-driven building, I think was the other part of that line. And then about Derek, he said that Derek is their franchise quarterback, but we'll still take another one, quote, if we find somebody we like better, end quote. Which one?
I think the elephant in the room right now with the Raiders that has to make you nervous, if you're Derek, Darren, or David, his little contingent of Carr brothers, and anyone associated with the Carrs, that even though I've heard that Derek believes he's safe, because Gruden told him that, there's part of you that doesn't believe him and that thinks there is a chance. And just because he drafts Drew Lock in the first, like, there to me, there's no guarantee that he would even trade Derek. He'd be like, fuck it, Derek just got to compete with him. Even though the irony is, you know, the Raiders right now, just take away Derek, have like seven quarterbacks on their roster. They have Mike Glennon. People forget about that. They have Nate Peterman. I think I'm missing someone. They have like Tyrod Taylor, or I forget the other guy. But they legitimately have three guys that you know specifically who they are on top of Derek. But it does feel like they're going to draft one of these guys. And I think Mayock, his quote on the BPA thing was more like, I'm telling these guys, they want
Landry
to take
Jones.
Landry Jones. They desperately want, you know, I got to have, you know, this was the Chip Kelly thing. I have to have Jordan Matthews. Like, Chip, we can get the guy in like the third round. Chip's like, if take him in the first round. They're like, no, we don't need to. And then he demanded we get him in the second because he was terrified. Like, Chip, no one wants a slow receiver. No one's taking him. I had a buddy actually that told me the other day, and here's the difference. And I once paralleled Chip and Gruden. Gruden used to take people like Le'Veon Bell off the board because he like looked at him funny. You know, like Landry Jones off the board because he thought he was not smart enough to learn the offense. You know, just the stupidest shit. He's like, if you looked at our who we can't draft board, it was basically the 2017 Pro Bowl. Where the one thing Mayock says, Gruden doesn't care about
you're saying Chip would do all that stuff.
Yeah, I think Gruden's the opposite. Like, wouldn't you guess, for non, like, the doctor said we can't draft this guy, there aren't many character guys off the Raiders draft board.
Like, if I mean, you they traded a third for Bryant and they just signed Vontaze Burfict.
Like, so. Wouldn't you say of all the teams in the NFL, they have the least amount from their head decision maker that he would not draft? Would you agree with that? Like, Gruden would be more open-minded to draft the worst character guys in this draft that can play.
Yeah.
So, and I think Mayock's battling that, slash with, hey, guys, this is the stock market. This isn't just, we got to have this. You know, we can take this guy. But it's also unique because we got all these picks. It really is, like, it's going to be hard for them to navigate because Gruden doesn't really listen to anyone. Mike clearly is, to me, more equipped to pick the players. It's Gruden's, I mean, his fatal flaw. He's a historically terrible talent evaluator. Terrible guy. Historically, like, he is that bad for a guy that has a good resume as a coach. So I think Mayock's dealing with this guy that, one, is ego headstrong. Two, is just not very good at evaluating players. He's good at coaching him once he gets them, but he's not very good at evaluating. And I've often, like, you say that on Twitter, like, he knows way more football than you ever know. Yeah, I'm not saying that I know nothing about plays, but I would bet my life that if we both went through a draft, I could pick the players that are going to be better in the league than he could. He doesn't look at it the right way for whatever reason. Maybe that's he's way too into the coaching aspect of it and can't see the forest for the tree. Like, he can't see the big picture. And I think that's what Mayock was brought here to do. Like I said in my 3 and Out podcast, guy, that, like, people are like, of course he's the one making decisions. He's making $10 million a year. And think how many companies, like Wells Fargo or whatever, any of these big companies, the CEOs of these major Fortune 500 companies, whenever you see a headline on Twitter, like how much they make, it's just, whoa. Well, guess what? Their CFO or COO, that guy doesn't make like $100,000. Those guys, if the CEO of Wells Fargo makes fucking $50 million, his right-hand guy still makes like 17, and he depends on him for certain things. Whatever that guy's role is, usually something the CEO doesn't do well. Let him balance you out. Well, to me, is Gruden, like, Mayock is better at personnel than Gruden. It's not even arguable. I think everyone in this country, and even Raider fans, said, if you could have one of the two guys in your building just pick all the players in this draft, who would you choose? Everyone would be like, Mayock.
Yeah.
Gruden should just allow, hey, Mike, what do you think we should do here? Not what's in our contract. You know, I have this. Listen, you're better at this. You pick the players. If he did that, I'd be like, God, the Raiders could kind of bounce back this year because I think Mayock would nail some picks. I don't know if Gruden's going to listen to him. And from what I've heard from little league buzz, is Gruden hasn't been listening to him. And I think it's already driving Mike nuts. And I think Mike knew what he was getting into, but he goes, I mean, can't we throw our fucking egos out the door a little bit? Like, we're all making a lot of money here. We're all kind of rich. Can't you listen to me on something that I do well? I don't get it. Like, to me, Gruden, his fatal flaw is a devastating fatal flaw if you won't listen to anyone, guy.
Yeah, arguing is not an indication of it's not working if you both get to win arguments. Right? Mayock does not seem like a guy that's afraid of arguing with John Gruden. But at some point you go, just because we can argue, if I never win any of these arguments, i.e. if you never ever say, you know what, that's a good point, I think you're right on this one, you've changed my mind, then what is the point of all this? What am I here to do?
I'm just here to argue with you because you wanted another alpha, but you didn't give a shit what that alpha had to say. Like, you were just tired of Reggie getting shoved around, but you also kind of liked that Reggie would never give in either. Like, just, oh yeah, you're right again.
Did you know Raleigh still worked for the Raiders?
I had no clue.
Paul Gutierrez tweeted a photo of that.
Someone was like, listen,
do you think that Reggie could Reggie come in as Raleigh one day?
I would imagine those guys know him pretty well. I you and I couldn't notice the difference, but I think people around him maybe could. That's pretty creepy. Someone, this guy tweeted at me like, listen, I'm a big Raider fan. That's fucking really creepy. I mean, not even the fact that, yeah, he's probably telling his brother what's going on, but just when people see this guy, he looks, it's his twin. His twin. Not just like a twins where they don't look alike. His identical freaking twin. Who, and they're not just like just normal looking dudes. They look unique, right? The McKenzies have a unique body type. One, they're huge. Two, they're just, I mean, they got these freckles. It's just, they're unique looking. It has to be creepy sometimes. There is no doubt in my mind that Gruden has had his feet up in his office when Mayock in there bullshit, and he's like, God, it's kind of weird just looking at Raleigh in that room, right? He has to say that because it would be – you're not a human if that doesn't cross your mind. It's bizarre. Right? Especially if you're like Mayock and you don't know Reggie or Raleigh that well and you just kind of look at him. I give Mayock some credit and Gruden some credit. Like, they easily could have just immediately fired the brother. Like, that's just – let's just see if he's worth keep. You know, just like
I guess. I don't know. It's weird, but I think to go back to something you said, I am now. Tell me if you agree with this, because I do feel this way now.
If they take Drew Lock at 4, you 100% know Mike Mayock has no say in the room, right?
What I was going to say, yes. But that's weird because that's not even a need right now. But if you think he's better, you think he's better.
Mike May, I think Drew Lock's better than Derek Carr, you think?
No.
No chance.
I would be surprised at this point if they don't take a quarterback in the first three rounds. Like, I kind of feel like they're taking a quarterback. I would be surprised still. Maybe they're all trying to tell us we're going to take a quarterback in the first round. That would still be kind of jarring, don't you think, if we're sitting here and like, oh, they just took a quarterback with their second first-round pick?
It's going to be jarring, but we've already been talking about it. It's going to be nuts when it happens, but it's not like out of left field.
Shouldn't be surprised.
Like when Khalil Mack got traded, it had kind of been getting weird for a while, right? Like, it's kind of getting weird right now. That's why you're right. But we're at the point, not quite like Bill Simmons Tyson zone, but there is kind of a Gruden zone right now. Where it's like, oh my God, they just traded the fourth overall pick for Jadeveon Clowney.
Yeah, anything is believable. Like that's a great call, John. We haven't talked about this in a while, but we have. Like I remember we talked about a while ago. Like I was adamant that one of these first round picks is getting traded for a veteran player. It's not off the board yet because
like Jed and the Niners had that for like a 12-month stretch. God, this Harbaugh thing's weird. Then they do Tom Sewell. Like if you tell me,
but they didn't do any crazy stuff with player personnel. With players, right?
No, but just the Niners. Like, weird things happen.
Yeah.
The Raiders now, they've become a little more normal. Just franchise-wise, kind of. I mean, for them. But player-wise, anything can happen at any moment. Like, if you told me, like, God, they packaged so-and-so and so-and-so, Antonio Brown and Derek for Russell Wilson and 2-1, you know, it's just like, they are the one team that's believable to do the weirdest shit. Because they have this guy that no one can figure out. Because he's nuts, guy. He's legitimately nuts. And I think Mike, who is nutty and like football's his life, I think is finding out like this is pretty nuts.
What would
like,
you say the chances are that he's the GM of the Raiders in the 2020 draft a year from now?
I would say still pretty high because this was his one shot. He took it.
Like over 80%?
Yeah, to me, he's got, I would say 2021 would probably be the more likely number.
He's lasting longer than Magic.
Yeah, he's going to stick out too. But I wouldn't say, you know, there's, probably 80-20. But then I'd say if things stay weird and they didn't have a winning season this year, we'd start to be getting to the 50-50. Especially if, like you said, I'm just arguing to argue. But basically, we always end up with the same result. My opinion doesn't matter.
And the other thing is, like, are you even listening to me when it comes to, like, hey, we need a defensive back off the waiver wire?
Yeah, to me, they got to have a season because I think you learn a lot more in a season on shit like that. Like, will you just be like, hey, John, I'm going to sign this practice squad guy? And that was, I remember Randy Mueller told me about Saban is like, God, Saban always wanted to, like, we got to sign a practice squad offensive lineman. He's like, well, let me cut up the top 10 ones and I got to watch them. Like, Nick, you don't have time. I'm telling you, we'll just sign this guy. And Nick was such a micromanager. Now, I don't know I don't know what Gruden's like under that because last year they just did whatever the fuck they wanted. Mike's going to want a little more control of that. Especially, to me, it'll be a little interesting what they do after the draft. Like, does Mike steal a guy from Seattle or something? Kind of like John Lynch does? Does Gruden allow him, and do people around the league think Mike has enough juice where they want to aspire to go work for him? That would be pretty telling. Like if they just keep the same crew, maybe Mike's like, "Yeah, I can't really get anyone. It's not even worth it." That would be pretty interesting. Because I'd say if he goes out and gets like, Cowboys have this guy like McAvoy or something, like just some name from another team that was like, this guy was their right hand guy. I'd be like, okay, maybe he'll be here a little longer, and maybe he will anyway because he has in his budget to go outbid someone. I think the week after the draft, some stories will be pretty telling. I also think the Raiders clearly kind of talk a lot. Mike doesn't necessarily, but their coaches do. Like, does like an Albert Breer story come out about like, you know, this guy wanted this. Mike was pounding the table for Noah Fant, and Gruden was adamant that he was going to trade him for fucking Martavius Bryant 2.0 to something weird.
Well, and also, Mayock doesn't just give you a bunch of no comment answers. Like, he does say, like, we're just the stuff we're talking about today.
I think he speaks like he should speak more for John. But I do think there's a professionalism to him. Like, he's not going to say that. I think he's already been lying.
I'm not pretending like any of this stuff is like great honesty. I'm just saying he does give us some fodder.
Yeah, but my point is, like, he won't ever say, like, John was adamant we had to have this guy, and he basically said, fuck you, Mike, we're not taking your guy.
No, but I'm just saying, like, him talking about if we found someone we like better at quarterback, we would draft him. Like, that's something. That's interesting, you know? Coaches want to draft for need, and we're a coach-driven building. Like, that's insight. So I take it.